This weekend, the Corcoran Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C. opens an exhibition titled Atomic Time. Artist Jim Sanborn has recreated something that was once secret, the laboratories at Los Alamos, during the making of the atomic bomb. The artist says building the installation taught him about the strange allure of nuclear weapons. NPR's David Kestenbaum has the story.
There's something grave about the exhibit. The room is dark with pools of light around each experiment. Large cables snake across the floor. Old electronics hum. And yet, it's also beautiful. Jim Sanborn, standing in one of the pools of light, says that was the point.
I wanted people to understand that the materials themselves and the science involved was very seductive. And you're dealing with beautiful, shiny, reflective objects and elegant science, and it's a very hard thing to resist.
Sanborn found it hard to resist, too. He spent 5 years tracking down old pieces of equipment from the days of the Manhattan Project. He went to Los Alamos and put up signs in coffee shops and retirement homes. In the 50s, the lab sold off old machines and metal on Saturdays. Under a table at the exhibit sit what look like rough aluminum bells. Sanborn says these were blanks, crudely shaped metal that would have been machined into a precise case for the core of a bomb.
I found these blanks in somebody's backyard in Los Alamos, and there were four of them. They were being used as bird baths. So I had a machine shop in Washington, D.C. here chuck those into a lathe, and we machined this device from the original forged blanks. That's more or less true of a lot of things you see in this room. Every table has an original object on it.
So this is not an exact historical recreation, like, say, Julia Child's kitchen, which now sits in the Smithsonian. It is a creation of an artist who, to make it, had to go through the motions of building an actual bomb. It's hard not to think about that when you see the exhibit. The installation recreates the setting for several criticality experiments done in the 1940s. Physicists were figuring out how much nuclear material you could put in one place before a nuclear chain reaction started. They called it tickling the dragon. It was dangerous. They knew they were close by listening. Sanborn has some Geiger counters here. To make them go, he uses old glow-in-the-dark watches with radium dials. The watches are hidden inside the electronics.
So the background noise you hear right now is calm, restive state. But if we picked up one sphere of plutonium and just casually walked across a room with it, the Geiger counters would go nuts. Of course, we don't have real plutonium.
You've built your own fake bomb lab here.
Well, I hope it's not fake. I mean, it's certainly manufactured out of real objects. So,
to get an outside perspective on the exhibit, I asked an actual physicist to come by. Sid Drell is a professor emeritus at Stanford University. He often advises the Department of Defense on nuclear matters. And to him, all this is familiar. This is art imitating his life. He immediately notices a slide rule.
I was raised on a slide rule. I feel more comfortable with a slide rule than I do with a fancy computer still.
Drell reaches for a lead brick on one of the tables and finds that it's glued down. But he gives Sanborn high marks.
He passes the bomb 101 physics course.
And this is an interesting thing about the exhibit. Sanborn says he often felt strange asking jewelers and machinists to make the pieces, as if he were doing something wrong.
I think it's the most chilling was that I'm an artist, I'm trained as an artist, and I'm not really an engineer, and I don't know a lot about math, but I've gotten very, very close here based on readily available information. A car mechanic could do what I did.
The main missing ingredients, of course, are the bomb-grade plutonium and uranium. Still, Sanborn decided it was best to work in secret. He worried the authorities might get the wrong idea, and he taped up the windows of his studio with plastic. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.